Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chester Elton's here, too. Chester's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than a dozen years. He's been hanging out with us. He's the founder of The Culture Works. He's the co-author, along with Adrian Gostick, of a number of books. Some of my favorites, What Motivates Me All In, I think is still my favorite of all of them, and all the Carrot Principle books. And he's one of the guys that he joins us on a regular basis to do what he does, which is to help us do a better job of working with our people and getting the most out of them so they'll be happy and successful. Chester Elton, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Before we get into our work, though, you've got a couple of I want you to tell us a little bit about a couple of the pieces of recognition that I've learned about that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. Adrian and I have been named these global guru lists. And the first one is the leadership guru list. You know, there's guys like Jack Welch and Anthony Robbins and so on. And we both made that list. And then
Where are you on that list now?
I'm number 15, Jim. I'm exactly average.
Out of 30.
The
top 30 people on the planet, and you're 15. That's average. All right. Go ahead. And the other one.
And the other one is the organizational culture. You know, our book All In is all about how you create these.
My favorite. You know how I feel about that book.
I know, your favorite title.
We're all in.
On that top 30 list, we were number 10 and 11. So that was a nice
congratulations
for our work.
Yeah. And I'm not the least bit surprised, Chester. And folks, how many times in the last almost 20 years have you heard me say, no chopped liver for the Small Business Advocate audience. Only the best for my folks. And so Chester's another example, folks. We only hang out with the best. So Chester, congratulations. And I know that your children are carrying you around on a pillow with all these accolades. I know how my kids treat me when I get something like this. So anyway, congratulations. I'm proud of you, and not the least bit surprised. Now let's talk about some new stuff that you're working on, some new school and old school stuff, right?
Yeah, you know, with our book, What Motivates Me, there's an assessment in there where you can find out what your passions are, your top motivators are at work. And it's really interesting. One of the real big takeaways was this transformation from kind of the baby boomer, you know, we treat everybody the same because that's fair.
It's the law.
It's the law. It's the law, yeah.
Right? Treat everybody the same.
Yeah, well, and it's kind of interesting, you know, when you look at that, and years ago, it worked okay because we had a much more homogeneous workplace. You know, everybody kind of looked and felt the same. But, you know, over the last 10, 15 years in particular, the workforce has changed so dramatically, you know, whether it's the gender mix or the generational mix or the international aspect of your work and different traditions, different backgrounds, different languages, that while old school was very convenient to treat everybody the same because those were the rules, the new school is know your players, know what engages them, know what the differences are. And when you can manage to that, you get much more higher engagement and you get much more productivity. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but it also sounds like maybe we're babying people a little more than we used to.
No, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up. We're not babying.
Is that not a fair response on my part?
No, it really isn't.
Me being one of those guys that didn't get babied so much?
Yeah, maybe that's the problem.
Doggone it, I want people to treat me different.
Yeah. No, and that's really not the case. You know, if you think about it in athletic terms, right, or even in an orchestra, you know, the best coaches know who they can yell at, and they know who they have to put their arm around.
Yeah.
You know, it's really interesting as I look at some of the great coaches. You know, and you can maybe look at the New England Patriots, you know, that whole culture there that is just, you know, year after year they make the playoffs, year after year they're in the Super Bowl. And if you talk to the players there, it's really interesting that the coaches really know what buttons to push, they know who they can scream and yell at, and they know who they've got to kind of take to the side and put their arm around. It's more work, and I think that's where sometimes managers come back and say, look, I'm not going to baby people. I'm not going to do all that. Well,
the 20th century was more about my way or the highway. Managers, and I started writing about this back in the late 90s, Chester. I started writing about this and telling my folks that you're going to have to become less of a driver and more of a leader in the 21st century, and that's what you're talking about. But in my day, so to speak, you know, back when I was a pup, everybody got treated the same. The boss was equally irascible to one as he was to the, or she was to the other, and if you didn't like it, you either toughened up or you moved on.
Right, and see, here's the big difference: is the workforce is much more mobile. People have more options. And, yep. You know, turnover, as you know, is so disruptive to any business.
Well, there's also another thing, and it must be said, because I talk to too many people out there, Chester, who experience this. Some people won't toughen up. There are folks out there who just won't toughen up, and it's they're the way they were raised, the things are different. And as I say, it has to be said, because I'm running into this a lot, and so regardless of the motivation, managers are having to behave differently than they were 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
You're right, and you know what? And it's more work. You know, being a manager has never been harder, because there's so many variables. And you've got, so much potential turnover. You know, I talk to organizations all the time, and the thing that they focus on are their engagement scores. Why? Because the higher the engagement score, the lower the turnover.
Right.
And finding good people and bringing them into your organization and getting them up and running, that's a lot of work. So if you can do a few things up front to really understand how we can engage people, how we can really make sure that, you know,
when do we cross the line, and Chester, we can talk about this more in the next segment, too. When are we crossing the line from treating people where they can be the most effective to babying people? There's a line that can be crossed there, isn't there?
Well, you know,
you may not say it, but I'm saying it.
Yeah, no, I know you're saying it, and I agree and I disagree in the sense that I don't think getting the best out of your people and understanding how to really engage them and motivating is babying them.
No, I completely agree. My point is, there are some people, though, there are people who you have to baby them. And anyway, at some point in time, the work has to be done. We have to move on, right? We can't baby you forever. Hold on to that thought. Chester, give us the website quickly.
It's www.theCultureWorks.com.
The award-winning Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.